Call Riley Construction and let us provide performance and value for your business. Find us online at RileyBuilds.com.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to my last guest, Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. We're changing gears here now. In studio with me, Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole, but also in studio with me is Bruce Johnson, who will be the new manager of the Crisis Stabilization Center that has been recently announced. But first, I think you wanted to say some remarks and some thanks.
I do want to make some remarks. Several years ago, the Pawnee Mental Health Services Governing Board created a special award for individuals and organizations in the community who go above and beyond in their roles to help support the mission of Pawnee Mental Health Services. And this is a special award that we call the Friend of Pawnee. And this last year, I'm very excited to know or to announce that Manhattan Broadcasting was named a Friend of Pawnee for the way in which it has supported our efforts to communicate messages about good mental health and suicide prevention in the Manhattan Broadcasting listening area. And so, Manhattan Broadcasting, Corey, you truly are a Friend of Pawnee.
Well, I appreciate that. So it's unique as a person who's been in Manhattan for a long time to see not only the growing need in this community for what Pawnee Mental Health does, but as a parent of young children who are, I've got one now who's getting ready to head to high school and one who's going to be a middle schooler before too awful long, and you start to see the concern as a parent for the mental health of children. And, you know, suicide is a major problem in this community. It's not only for the kids and the children, but Fort Riley and everything else. I mean, there's a huge need for the services that Pawnee Mental Health does, and we support a lot of great things in this community, but we're very proud to be part of what I think is amazing work being done through you guys. So it's our privilege to be a partner.
Well, thank you very much. And it's very humbling to be recognized by you in that way. And the very least we could do is to return that recognition and to just say thank you for what you're doing to make this community a better place and for what you're doing to reduce the stigma that's associated with mental illness and to get a message out that says that there are other options besides suicide.
Oh, totally agree. I think, and it's interesting too, the way that can... conversation has started to evolve. Years ago, it was I guarantee that you know someone who's fought cancer. And I think that conversation is now also switching to, I guarantee that you know someone who's dealing with mental health scenarios that they need assistance with. It's bigger than what they can handle, and it's important. I think it's important that people realize it's just it's a piece of life that a lot of people go through, and one that they should not be in any way, shape, or form embarrassed to reach out for help for.
Absolutely. I can't say it any better than that. Thank you.
Well, I don't like to talk about me on the radio, so we're going to let you guys talk about what you're doing. But it is greatly appreciated, and we couldn't be more proud to be honored as a Friend of Pawnee Mental Health.
Thank you so much.
Of course. That was Corey Reeves, our GM here at Manhattan Broadcasting. Thanks again. Thanks again for coming and talking with us here. But also, we're going to talk about some other stuff, too. As we know, we've talked a little bit about that recently, that you have announced the new location for your Crisis Stabilization Center.
That's right. And, as you said at the beginning of this segment, we've hired our new Crisis Stabilization Manager, Bruce Johnson. And I told him just yesterday, it must have been, 6:30 p.m.,
I said,
hey, how would you like to go to KMAN with me tomorrow morning?
Sure. And I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. So tell me a little bit about, we probably talked about this before, but let's reiterate a little bit of the missions there. And then I'll talk to you, Bruce, a little bit about your goals as the manager.
Absolutely. We received, or Pawnee Mental Health received, a grant for $725,000 from the state of Kansas to open a mental health crisis stabilization unit that would serve not only the Manhattan area, but that would also serve the 10 counties that are served by Pawnee Mental Health Services. And so this crisis stabilization unit is one that will provide both crisis observation services, which are 24 hours or less, and crisis stabilization services, which could be up to 10 days. For crisis stabilization services, individuals would be assessed at admission and then every 72 hours to determine whether or not that is an appropriate place of stay for them while their mental health stabilizes. You know, one of the things that I have really tried to emphasize in every opportunity I have to talk about the Mental Health Crisis Stabilization Unit is to say that this is not a hospital, it is not a jail, it is a voluntary program. And so it is it's an opportunity for people who recognize that they need, a more intensive kind of opportunity than an outpatient service to come in and to receive the care that they need, hopefully so that we can help them stabilize things, de-escalate things, so that they don't need the services of an inpatient psychiatric hospital on either a voluntary or an involuntary basis, and so that nothing happens that would cause them to also fall under the jurisdiction of law enforcement. So those are some of the, I think, very important things for the public to remember. It's voluntary, it's not a hospital, it is not a jail, and we will not, as such, be restraining people, either through the use of physical restraints or chemical restraints. The program that we're offering is really a part of a continuum of care for people who have mental health problems. And that continuum of care certainly includes outpatient services. It includes inpatient services on both a voluntary and an involuntary basis. And it includes these crisis stabilization services.
And Bruce, I have a question to ask you, but we do have a caller. So caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
I also wanted to thank K-Man for providing you an opportunity to share with the public the services that you do have and are developing. And not only the crises are not only just a wild full moon fly off the handle crisis. There's a family right here in Manhattan who has a son who is disabled and unstable, and he's living in the basement over here. Single dad, is in his 60s now, and disabled, and he prepares the meals for the boy. And the boy, as far as I know, hasn't been out of the house for a long time. If his dad grabs his chest and falls down, and if he's able to have a rescue squad come to his aid, the ambulance, they aren't going to know that that boy is living in the basement. And I've tried to talk to him about that would be a crisis in that boy's life. And he's a man now, in his 30s. That would be a crisis event in that fella's life that would need to be stabilized. As well as, for instance, we had a 5-year college student in her last year of college, and the stresses of the 5 years ended up over here on points at the care facility for counseling. And the manic condition that developed going into the 5th year, there wasn't anything to deal with that. We had to take it to Kansas City, where if you'd have been there, that, you know, the manic thing could have worked out in New York City, but in this little conservative area, it really stuck out like something that needed to be corrected. Thank you so much for providing those opportunities.
And thank you for that call.
Yes, thank you so much. I think that this opportunity that we have to bring a mental health crisis stabilization unit to this area really is going to be significant. And we'll look back on this as being a time where we started to do a better job of taking care of individuals in the community who needed this level of care.
And Bruce, just one moment. We have to wait to get into a couple questions because we have a commercial break coming up, our final break, and then we'll we'll be able to talk to you a little bit about some of your goals there. Right. So
thank you.
Listeners, stay tuned here for more In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University.